A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Purpose. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hear us when we call, O God of our righteousness. Have mercy on us and hear our prayer. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to you all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called you by glory and virtue, by which have been given to you exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into our heart. Your will be done in our life on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. Give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for you and your family, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on your behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of this nation, and all men, so that you and your family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for you and your family, for these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal, for heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words Christ through us speak are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you and your entire house to the Father, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, in Christ we pray that you and your house will clearly hear the call that God has on your lives. May the God of grace, who has called you to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, help you and your people know who you are in Christ and give you certainty that you are created for a high purpose, being called with a holy calling, not according to your works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to you in Christ Jesus before time began. The Lord has called you and your family in righteousness from the womb. From the matrix of your mother, he has made mention of your name. The Lord has called you and your people by name, and you belong to the Lord. You and your family have been called by God's name, and have been created for God's glory, and made by God, The very hairs of your head are all numbered. In the name of Jesus Christ, the horn of your salvation, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and faith in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, and strike down all discouragement, so that it will not defeat you and your people, and let you and your family be certain that God will never leave you or forsake you, nor forget you and your house, but that God has inscribed your names on the palm of his hand. Being confident of this very thing, that God who has begun a good work in you and your family will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give to you and your family the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you and your people may know what is the hope of your calling, what is the riches of the glory of Jesus' inheritance in you and your family, the saints of God, and what are the exceedingly greatness of God's power toward you and your house, who believes, according to the working of his mighty power. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Christ, we ask that you and your people be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you and your family may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. May you and your house be filled with the assurance that the mission you are on is under the eye of the Lord, and may the presence of the Lord be with you on your way. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you and your people be diligent to make your call and election sure. You will never stumble, for so an entrance will be supplied to you and your family abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Christ we pray God would count you and your family worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and your house, and you and your family in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. And this in Christ we pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Salah. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless you. God bless you, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord grant to you and your family according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions and let all things work together for good to you and your people who are called according to God's purpose. Now may the God of patience and comfort make all grace abound towards you and your house, that you and yours, always having all sufficiency in all things, have an abundance for every good work. At all times and all things, may he surround you and your house with his favor, as with a shield, and help you and your family to bear much fruit, according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to you in Christ Jesus before time began. The Lord will raise you up for himself as faithful priests who shall do according to what is in his heart and in his mind. God, he who declares to man what his thoughts are, will build you a sure house, and you shall walk before God anointed forever. Therefore, prepare to meet your God. Let you and your family follow Jesus Christ, and living light flood your path. O bless our God, you people, and make the voice of his praise be heard, who keeps your soul among the living and does not allow your feet to be moved. For you, O God, according to your judgments, have proved us. You have refined us as silver is refined. According to the eternal purpose, you brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment. In the name of Jesus Christ, our crown of glory, in Christ we ask the Father of glory that he grant to you and your family to be named the priests of the Lord, and you and your people shall be called the servants of God. Instead of shame, you and your house shall have double honor, and instead of confusion, you and your people shall rejoice in your portion. In your land, you and your family shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be yours. Thanks be to God for doing all these things, for loving you and your family, and choosing you and your house, and appointing you and your people, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and giving you and your people victory through Jesus Christ, his Son. In Christ we pray that you and your family shall cleanse yourselves of dishonor, and you will be vessels for honor, sanctified and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work. Let you and your family flee from youthful lusts, but instead pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, and possess pure hearts before God. The Lord shall go before you and your house and make the crooked places straight. He will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. He will give you and your family the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, so that you may know that God, the Lord, who calls you by name, is your God. The Lord will go before you and your people, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of the Lord's throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. We who trust in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. For behold, he who forms mountains and creates the wind, who declares to man what his thought is, and makes the morning darkness, who treads the high places of the earth, the Lord God of hosts is his name. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Let it be, in the name of Jesus Christ, called Faithful and True, that you and your people, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, follow him on white horses. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Glory to our God and Father that is in heaven. Glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, and in faith we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world in all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now your salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards you and your house are thoughts of peace, to give you a future and a hope. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the first and the last, and beside him there is no God, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. As a vessel of ministry, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house, in him who is true, as one. We execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generation. According to the integrity of God's heart, let the Lord say to you in your house, go, for you are a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.